This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Emma Jane Purcell and I'm standing in for Amy this week. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. And if you love what we do on the Happy Broadcast Instagram, enjoy Maro's illustrations and books, or just love hearing all the happy news on this podcast, then support the Happy Podcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Giant pandas are no longer an endangered species. Until recently, the giant panda was on its way to extinction. But thanks to the efforts of zoos, reforestation and conservation campaigns, the panda status has been upgraded from endangered to just vulnerable. According to a survey on panda population, the number of wild pandas in China has increased from 1,114 in the 1980s to 1,864 today. Their protected habitat has almost doubled to 2.58 million hectares, a space that protects 66.8% of all giant pandas living in the world. These efforts have increased the giant panda population by 17% in the past decade and prove that the world's conservation efforts are successful. Long may this growth continue. Yacht powered by plastic cleans the ocean. French ocean adventurer Yvonne Bjornon, working with a team of engineers, has created a yacht that is powered by plastic waste found in the ocean. Bjornon was inspired to create the boat due to the steady increase of floating fields of garbage he saw gathering in the water during his career racing sailboats across the world's oceans. The 56-metre yacht functions by scooping up plastic garbage it finds while sailing and converting it into fuel which powers the boat. The yacht, known as the Manta, is currently in development stages, but the team are hoping to have a working prototype by 2024. What an incredible project! One of the world's best fine dining restaurants is going vegan. 11 Madison Park is a 3-Michelin star-based restaurant in New York City, and it is considered one of the best and most expensive fine dining restaurants out there. The restaurant has been closed throughout the pandemic and has used the time to reshape their menu with vegan-friendly alternatives. When 11 Madison Park reopens in June, they will serve their vegan and plant-based dishes. Chef and owner Daniel Hume said he decided to make the change in an effort to contribute to more sustainable living. Many more restaurants have been sourcing meat alternatives as a way of addressing the adverse impact animal products have on the environment and our health. Although a risky move, Hume believes that it is one worth taking. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is 9-year-old Hannah Fatima. While out shopping for supplies at the beginning of the pandemic, Fatima and her father helped a struggling elderly woman take her groceries to her car. Once home, Fatima and her dad decided to share their number with a few elderly neighbours so they could do their grocery shopping for them and avoid exposure to the virus. Fatima's neighbourly gesture has now developed into the Good Neighbour Project, with over 6,000 volunteers assisting their communities purchase groceries, supplies and medication. Such a truly inspirational story. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Hedge Radio Podcast, the newest addition to our network.
So we have have to wear hard hats.
Have a listen to this.
Just to carry my name and address on my shield.
You're not getting an answer to that.
Have a listen to this. The Head Radio podcast looks at the humble scene in the backward place where no one important ever looks. To steal from Patrick Kavanagh.
Taking inspiration from the hedge schools of old, the Hedge Radio podcast brings you stories that you won't hear anywhere else.
You need imagination for everything.
Have a listen to this. It's someone's reaction to reading a book.
Ever hear of the saying, laughter is the best medicine? Well, it turns out that might be more true than you think. Research shows that laughing increases the number of endorphins released in your body. Endorphins are feel-good chemicals in your brain which boost happiness levels and help to fight off stress and anxiety and put you in a positive mood. If you're ever feeling anxious or down, try watching a funny TV show, looking at your favourite meme, or hang out with friends that make you laugh, and watch your worries decrease in no time. We love hearing your positive news too. And here's what's making you smile this week.
Hi, I'm Tanya from India. And what makes me happy is my friends and family, who always makes me laugh, even if it's virtually.
Finding the progress in everything, and also celebrating that progress. Even though it might be hard to find progress for something that went right that day, trying actively to find it and then celebrating it.
I guess what makes me most happy is having all the things I have to be grateful for, whether it's my family and all the sacrifices they've made and all the work they do for Afghanistan, whether it's the sacrifices my partner has made, selling all his possessions so that we could travel, and mostly kind of working for a common good and a common goal to make the world a better place.
What makes me happy is feeding the birds outside and seeing the beautiful different variety of birds come and eat a meal.
Spending time with the people I love, as well as just doing the things I love.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcast.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcasts.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.